Hello.
Hello, Sheldon.
Yes.
Hi, this is Maysoon. We spoke earlier about the Roundup lawsuit.
Yes.
Can you hear me better?
Oh, you're crystal clear.
Okay, perfect. All right. And did you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's, if it was a B-cell or a T-cell?
It was B-cell.
The diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Splenic marginal zone B-cell lymphoma. Stage 1.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you. And then you said you were diagnosed, it was November 21st, 2015?
Yes. Diagnosed date.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup at home, or was it for work, or both?
Oh, it was at home. Front yard, backyard, driveway, garden.
And was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
Right. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
50. Let me think on that. I moved. I'm not in the same home.
Okay.
We come back to that question.
Okay. All right. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
33.
And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
About 13, 14 years.
And do you remember what year you first started spraying?
Maybe 2002. That's when I had my pool and all that. Yeah, 2002, somewhere around there.
2002, and what year did you
May
stop?
Of two.
Oh.
August of 2015. August 8th, I believe, somewhere around there.
15, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I was spraying it. I was using it twice a week, you know, to kill the weeds and all that stuff.
Okay, so at least 10 days or more throughout your lifetime?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you. Okay. Organ transplant, HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
And then I have your first name spelled S-H-E-L-D-O-N.
Yes.
Last name J-O-N-E-S.
Yes.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. Are you married?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
January 30th, 1969.
Perfect. And your social?
I don't give that information out on the phone.
Okay. Well, it is required just to pull medical records. You can do the last four if you're more comfortable with that.
Yes, 8996.
Thank you. And then how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Just doing research, and I was wondering why I was feeling the way I was feeling, and, you know, it turned out that was the cause.
Mm-hmm. And when did you find that out? What year was that?
That was, you're taking me back. November of 2015.
November 2015?
Yeah, somewhere around. Yeah, no, November 16th, I believe. Or 21st. It's one of those days. 21st or 16th. I believe the 21st, though.
Okay.
November 21st, yeah. Just a couple of days before my dad's birthday.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
5'10", 220.
Right. And then this is your main cell phone number, correct?
Correct.
And what is your email?
S as in Sam, B as in boy, J as in John, 1969@gmail.com.
Thank you. And then how many times per month would you say you used Roundup for?
8 times a month, probably. Yeah, twice a week, 8 times a month.
8 times a month. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then you said you started spraying around May of 2002?
Yeah. Somewhere around there. That's a long time ago, miss. Yeah. Yeah.
And then stopped around August of 2015?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Correct.
And did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No. Just glasses, you know.
Glasses. And what states were you using the Roundup in?
Arizona and California.
Okay. And then if you just had to estimate the amount of times you sprayed Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say?
I think I sprayed it about 13 to 15 years, somewhere around there.
Would you say over 50 times, over 100 times?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Over 100?
Probably 1,000 times. Probably over 500 times.
Okay. Right. And then do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
And the Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
It was mixed. It was concentrated. Yeah.
It was concentrate?
Yeah.
And where were you purchasing it from?
Home Depots and, hardware stores.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Well, I'll have to look for that, miss. That's years ago. I don't even think they still hold receipts that long.
Okay, that's okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Right. And what is your current job title?
Inspector.
Inspector. And your current employer?
I work for myself.
Okay. And then I do need an employer address.
That would be my home address.
Okay. And what is that?
5819 Bow Cross Street, Unit 1, Los Angeles, California, 90016.
That was 5819 Bowcroft Street, Los Angeles?
Yes. Unit 1, Los Angeles, California, 90016.
Okay, thank you. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Minimal. It was minimal.
Do you have an estimate of how much time?
wow, that's, you're taking me way right now. Maybe 5 to 6 months. Could be, yeah, maybe 6 to 8 months, I believe.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
Years ago. I mean, I bankruptcy was back in 93, 92, maybe 94. I can't remember that far. That's a long time ago, man. Disability, yeah, because I had surgery on my shoulder.
Okay. So you filed for disability?
Yeah, that was last year. 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
In 2022?
Yeah.
And then for bankruptcy was around 94?
Yeah, 93, 94, somewhere around there. Yeah, I think so.
Do you know what court the bankruptcy was in?
No, no. I don't remember. Miss, that's 35 years ago.
Right. And has your bankruptcy been discharged?
Yeah, that's 35 years ago. I said, you could have filed 10 bankruptcies by then.
Right. And then other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Right. Do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Those are all at the hospital. You have to pull those.
Okay. But you can confirm that it's at the hospital?
Yeah, they should be there. Well, they should be there. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can I get the name of that hospital?
Let me see. That is, Adventist Health Glendale. Yes, that's it. Adventist Health Glendale.
The one on 1509 Wilson Terrace?
Yes, yes, yes. Wilson Terrace, Glendale, California, 912-06.
Thank you. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Mr. Herbert Huvier. Dr. Hubert. Yeah, Hubert Duvier. Yeah, that's okay.
It was Hubert, and what was the last name?
Duvier.
Herbert.
Duvier.
Do you know how to spell that?
Duvivier, Duvier, French, Duvier.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And when was the last time you were treated?
Maybe 2017.
2017.
Maybe, 2017.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Well, I'm not as, I don't move around as fast as I used to. So it has some impact.
Mm-hmm. Some physical hardships?
A lot earlier. Huh?
Would you say some physical hardships?
Yeah, of course. I'm not the same guy I used to be. No, not at all.
No. Okay. And as far as the treatment you received, was it chemo, radiation, surgery?
I had chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and he gave me pain medication.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
I don't have one, miss. It's just me.
Okay, that's okay. I can put that. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link.
Yes.
Whichever one's easier to open up.
Yes. And I'll review them and get those documents back to you tonight.
Okay, then I will also be sending you a text from this phone number with my information as well as the attorney's. So once you do sign those and send those back, the attorney should reach out to you within the next 48 hours to confirm your information, verify it, and then tell you the next steps.
Okay. Thank you very much, miss.
Of course. Thank you for your time. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, that'll do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.